Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. I'm John Batchelor. We're going to the moon. Firefly's Blue Ghost. Firefly's a really cool name for a company, but they're looking at the moon, and NASA is blessing them. What is it they want to achieve, Bob?
Firefly is one of the several different companies that are building lunar landers, unmanned lunar landers, for business purposes. NASA is hiring them to put science payloads on those landers to land on the moon. We had two try to do it earlier this year. One of those that tried to do it at the beginning of this year was Astrobiotic. Its Peregrine lander was supposed to land in the northwest quadrant of the moon in Mare Imbrium, but unfortunately it had a fuel leak as it launched, and so it never could land. So Firefly has now been awarded its fourth lunar landing contract. Fourth lunar lander contract. In this particular lander, it was going to go to the place Peregrine couldn't land to. And what's interesting about this is actually three landers and an additional contract overall having to do with all these missions. And so what this means is that Blue Ghost is going to do its very first launch in mid-January to go to the moon. And so before it even got its first landing, NASA is confident enough in this company to give it a third landing and a fourth contract. And so it's just good news. It also means NASA wants to land in this particular area, and if Astrobotic can't do it, then maybe Firefly can.
And what are they looking for, Bob? Why?
Well, you know, this is NASA doing research about the moon. That's mainly NASA's goal. The private companies sell their landers for others. So, like, for example, the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, had a small rover on one of those private missions early this year. And they do similar things. Other companies want to put small telescopes on the moon. There's a variety of there's actual companies. Some want to do mining, to do test mining of equipment on the moon, so they can buy these landers to do this kind of thing.
And the second and third launches are for orbital transfer vehicles. So we're looking at a variety of missions for one company.
Yes, they're going to put an orbiter in the same mission. They'll put an orbiter in the moon. It'll also be for communications purposes. That's what, you know, is Firefly is providing a much larger infrastructure in its lunar lander missions, and I think that's one of the reasons that appeals to NASA.
Binary star system and the black hole of the Milky Way, what do they have in common?
The one orbits the other, and this is really interesting. Sagittarius A star is the supermassive black hole at the center of the Milky Way. Over the last few decades, using infrared telescopes, they have discovered there's a whole bunch of stars that orbit this super giant black hole, and they're very young. No one ever expected new stars to be able to form in such a really hostile environment. Now they've discovered the first binary star system orbiting the central black hole, and they never expected that. And so what we're looking at is an uncertainty of science. There's things about the formation of stars in very hostile environments that they do not understand. And in this case, we now know binary stars can form in those kind of hostile environments, John. It's interesting.
Gale Crater, Curiosity. You've got a picture up.
Yeah, this is just another one of those cool pictures that Curiosity took, showing the route it's going to go. It's doing navigation things, but you're looking across Gale Crater and down the mountain. And I just posted it because, my gosh, this is an alien world, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app,
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.